WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Bay Area bass player and composer Lisa Mezzacapa says she needs external stimulus to spark a new piece of music. Her sextet projects draw on literary sources, such as the novels of Dashiell Hammett and Paul Auster. The band's new album was inspired by the scientific surrealism of the late Italian writer Italo Calvino. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has more.
That's from The Aquatic Uncle on bassist Lisa Mezzacapa's album Cosmocomics. It's a set of takeoffs on Italo Calvino stories of the same name, meditations and tall tales about the nature of space, time, the universe, and evolution. In Calvino's The Aquatic Uncle, a primordial fish refuses to crawl up on land like the rest of the family. In another Calvino story Mezzacapa riffs on, the moon orbits so low above the Earth, you can hitch a ride from the top of a ladder. Mark Clifford's vibes bring out that up-close lunar light on The Distance of the Moon. Mezzacapa 6's hot sauce and secret weapon is laptop wizard and gizmo designer Tim Perkis, who adds fizzy weirdness around the edges. He stands in for the narrator of Calvino's Cosmocomics, an eternal being who resides on Earth but stands apart, having been around since before the Big Bang. Perkis's metallic percussive twiddles blend with vibes, John Finkbeiner's spiky guitar, and drummer Jordan Glenn's cymbals. In another Calvino story, the low-orbiting moon drips on the Earth like a cheap candle. Tim Perkis adds the Jackson Pollock splatter to Lisa Mezzacapa's The Soft Moon. Cosmocomics is a music of large and small gestures, and sometimes the Mezzacapa 6 play styles like jazz rock and free jazz with quotation marks around them, as if at a slight remove. That fits in with Calvino's ageless narrator, who's in our world but not quite of it, who might ponder huge upheavals from the backseat of a speeding Volkswagen. The corresponding music's whimsy can get Frank Zappa-esque in a good way.
Thank you.
Italo Calvino's parables plant ideas in your head, tweak your worldview. Lisa Mezzacapa doesn't adapt his tales literally, but runs with his concepts. One Calvino story connects the sea that nurtured our one-cell ancestors to the salty blood that courses through our veins, as if evolution had gradually turned us inside out or outside in. One part of Mezzacapa's composition, Blood Sea, conveys the swimmy motion of that sea within us. Aaron Bennett is on tenor saxophone. Writer Italo Calvino's cosmic comics are awash in dream imagery and dream logic, which have inspired artists since they were telling stories in caves. In Calvino's fable about the Big Bang, to imagine a universe is to create it. That's a good metaphor for fiction writing or composing music. Lisa Mezzacapa practices a parallel alchemy, in which Calvino's incantations give rise to slippery music with its own light-touch humor. Sounds curving through time and space.
Whitehead reviewed Cosmic Comics, the new album by the Lisa Mezzacapa Sextet. Kevin has a new book. It's Play the Way You Feel, the Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film.